Okay, so my name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 27th of August, 2009, and the time is 1:15 in the morning. If I could ask you to tell me your name, age, and where you come from.
My name's Stan Onijakwe. I am 44 years old, and I am from Vauxhall in London.
Thank you very much. Tell me when it was you first found out about the One Another Project.
I was getting emails from a company called Artichoke, and one of the emails mentioned something about the One Another Project and about the plinth, the fourth plinth, and the idea of Anthony Gormley putting up 2,400 people on the plinth for 100 days, 1 hour. And I thought it sounded like an intriguing idea, and there was a link for you to apply, so I did. And here I am.
How did you feel when you received the email to say that you'd been allocated a slot?
I was actually in the States at the time. I was on holiday, and I just decided to check my emails, and I saw the email from One Another, and I was absolutely shocked. So I didn't think that I'd actually win. I mean, I thought it was a good idea to apply, but I didn't think I would win. So when I did, I was really surprised, and I had a lot of headache thinking about what to do ever since then, but I was quite pleased to win, to get a place, because I do think it's probably a one-off opportunity, and I think it's something that even if I was scared to do it, I'd still do it anyway, just so I could say I've done it.
So how are you feeling now then, just before you go up?
A bit nervous. I came here earlier in the day. I came to Shaftesbury Avenue to pick up the costume I'm going to wear, and I walked past, and there was some guy just sitting in a deck chair up there, and I just thought, well, what's the point of that? You know, some people are not sure what the reasons for coming up on the plinth are, but I didn't want to come up and just do nothing, because I just feel it would be a bit of a waste, so I thought it would be better if I came up, even if it meant wearing a chicken outfit, which is not particularly the best thing to do, but it's better than sitting there doing nothing, because I thought I had to do something. So it was a bit nervous, but I'm feeling a bit calmer now.
So what is it you're going to be doing, and what is it you're going to be taking up there with you?
A friend of mine mentioned to me some time ago when I first told her that... dear phone, excuse me. I'll just put that off. Sorry about that. A friend of mine told me about that she had a website she was about to launch, called Excellent Eggs, which basically was a travel website, and she felt that it would be a good way to promote the website if I went up there and advertised it for her. At first I wasn't keen on the idea, but I couldn't think of anything else to do, so I went back to her and said, is she still interested? And she said yes, so I said, yeah, we'll take it from there. And that's what I'm going to do today. I advertised excellenteggs.com, which is a travel website. It's still in the making, but it's coming soon.
And who would you say then you're doing it for, going up on the plinth?
I'm going up on the plinth for me, really, because it's something different, it's something unusual, and it's something completely random for me. It's something very random. I don't often do things that are completely random, so I think for me it's just something that I can say I've done. So I am doing it for me and not for anybody else, really. I might be advertising for my friend, but I'm going up on the plinth for me.
And tell us what it is you do usually. What is it you do, you spend your time?
I do nothing exciting. I'm an IT manager over in the Houses of Parliament. So as you've seen, this has completely changed my normal mundane routine.
And how did you get into IT?
I got into IT about 12 years ago. I used to be a lawyer. I practiced law. I actually studied in Nigeria. I was born and brought up in Britain. And my parents moved back to Nigeria when I was about 12 years old. And I did most of my secondary school and all of my university in Nigeria. And I studied law. And I practiced law for about 5.5 years before I came back to the UK. I actually wanted to get back into law when I came back. And I took there's an exam you have to take called the QLTT, which is a qualifying exam if your degree is not recognised by the universities or by the law society in the UK. You have to take this exam in order for your qualification to be recognised. I took the exam and passed it, but then I had to to a year's legal training contract, and it was a bit of a problem getting a law firm to offer me a training contract. So I did a number of other things, and eventually I just gave up on the idea and I got into IT. A friend of mine worked for a company up in Hampden and told me that they were looking for a trainee IT practitioner, and I was always interested in doing IT support, so I got into that and worked my way up the ranks, really, until I got to where I am now.
What about your spare time?
I like travelling. I like doing hobbies like, I like bowling. I'm very much into computers, which is a bit of a sad, because I work with computers, then I go home and I do more computing, which is, makes me look like a bit of a geek, but I'm not that much of a geek. I like going bowling. I like reading. I like horror novels. I like horror movies. It's always been a big thing for me. So those are my hobbies, really.
And how do you describe yourself as a person?
I've been told I'm a bit loud. I think I'm a bit of an extrovert. I like to think I'm honest and straightforward.
And what would you say are the most important things to you at the moment?
The most important things to me? That's a tough one. It's got loads of things. Honesty. It's very important. Family is very important to me. And friends. I have a small group of friends, but we're all very close, and we all get on and do lots of things together. And that works for me.
Again, you mentioned family. Can you give us a bit of an insight into kind of your background, your parents? I don't know if they're Britain or back in Nigeria.
My parents, well, one of my parents is deceased. My mother's deceased. She died about 10 years ago, 11 years ago. I have a twin sister, I have an elder sister, and I have a younger brother, and they all live in Nigeria, and my dad lives in Nigeria as well. So all my family's in Nigeria. I have some relatives here. I have cousins and aunties and uncles who live here. But most of my family come and go all the time, so it's not like I don't see them, and I go to Nigeria once in a while, so I'm still in very close contact with them all the time. I talk to my brother practically every day on Facebook, so I can't get away from him. So my family's, they're all in Nigeria, but I'm definitely in contact with them all the time.
And what would you say your hopes and plans are for the future?
Ooh, gosh, I don't know. That's a tough one. I'm not one that's really big on making huge plans for the future. I just tend to go with the flow of things, really, and see how things work out. That's generally been my philosophy. As I said, I told you I practiced law previously, and then I ended up working in IT, so who knows where things will take me tomorrow. I don't know. I can't really answer that question directly.
And any fears for the future?
No, not really. I am diabetic, so I do try to make sure that I look after myself health-wise. So that's about as near as a fear as I have of anything for the future, is not being well enough to get with my daily living, really. And that's about it.
And how about being part of the One Another project and being one of 2,400 who get to stand on the plinth in Trafalgar Square?
Yeah, I'm quite impressed with that. I never thought I'd be selected. I thought it's like winning the lottery, isn't it? From the website, it looks like lots of people applied, over 30,000 people applied, and to be chosen as one of 2,400 out of 30,000, it's not bad. It is better odds than win the lottery, I guess, but I'm still impressed because I don't tend to win things like that usually, so it was quite a surprise. I'm quite happy to be a part of it.
And how about art and it being, a piece of art, and you being a piece of art for an hour, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, I don't know about the whole being a piece of art. I don't know how much of a piece of art I'd be. I think if they saw me, they'd probably just rubbish the whole thing. I don't think I'm much of a piece of art, to be honest with you, so that's down to Anthony Gormley, how he wants to use it. But personally, I wouldn't see myself as a piece of art at all. Sorry. I don't see myself as a piece of art, so
how would you say the emotional journey's been then, from when you first found out, when you first applied, to finding out, to preparing, to being here now in Trafalgar Square?
Yeah, there was a time when I thought maybe I should just forget the whole thing. I was a bit worried about actually doing, because I thought I didn't have any plan of what to do, so I thought I'm not going to go up there and, you know, embarrass myself. So I did think about cancelling it at one stage, but my friend said, if you're going to do something, think of something to do, then just cancel it, because you might not get a chance again. And I agree with them, they're right, that this is a one-off opportunity. So I thought, well, I'll think of something. I'll get someone to think of something for me. So that's why I'm here today.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.